Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away.
It's all black and white here on the Good Day program. Good guys, the bad guys, the guys. And how do we arrive at whether the good guys wear black hats and the... the white guys wear good white hats, ride a white horse. I want to discuss that.
I'm a good guy. You know what? I have gender problems and race problems because I'm a good girl who wears a black hat and rides a white horse. Is that
really
bad?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm from New York. I wear black all the time.
Yeah, I know you
and
do.
And she rides a cab.
Right.
I ride a cab, right.
But isn't it that black is supposed to be slimming? Isn't that why women wear black?
Well, no, we wear black because New York is so dirty. And I mean,
there's so many reasons to wear black. First of all, it matches everything.
Really?
It's slimming. Uh-huh. If you sweat, if you spill spaghetti sauce on yourself, it doesn't show.
Doesn't show.
It doesn't look as bad when it wrinkles. I mean, black is that, man.
That's it. There it is. Folks, that's the reason for you to be listening to this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day Program right there. Roberta Fasanelli, who has the Queen of Cheap Report coming up in a few minutes. Jennifer Horn here along with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. We present to you the issues of the day. The good stuff is that we are celebrating what happened last week and what happened 46 years ago in the same paragraph, the flyby of Pluto last week and the dazzling images that it has sent back continues to add to stories. The mission that almost didn't succeed because of some silence. They were worried about the technology. Also, it almost didn't get off the ground because of the budget cuts at NASA, all this sort of thing. We can go back to the heady days of NASA. As a matter of fact, this day 46 years ago, when Neil Armstrong said, quote, "I believe every human has a finite number of heartbeats. I don't intend to waste any of mine." Spoken like a true hero, he was one of the men that went to the Apollo 11 landing, and we rejoice and celebrate him and his partners and the work ethic and the things that they produced in the name of moving America forward. All right, we were talking about black and white. There are people, there are all kinds of black and white things floating around today. The Bill Cosby thing, some people still maintain that it is a racist attack on somebody, even though the charges against him, he's corroborated himself, pretty outrageous, he admits to them. But there are still those who say if it were a white guy who had done the same thing, he wouldn't be treated the same. I think that's a pretty outrageous statement in and of itself. I don't think that's true. But there are still those who keep beating the gong of racism. We could take, Jennifer, go back for a second, if you will, please, to the underscoring of the information that we have today about what the government is doing, the housing department, to, in a sense, profile people and their information and how they're using it. I think this is a horrific example, and it can be construed to be racist, I think. That's the way I read it, frankly.
Well, yeah, I mean, race is definitely a key component of this, and most people don't know about this story.
Race is the key component.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
So what's happening is that data is being mined on most Americans, including data on their health, their home loans, credit cards, places of work, neighborhoods, even how your kids are disciplined in school, all to document inequalities between minorities and whites. President Obama has been working on this plan using HUD, and essentially he's looking for these disparities in life. So he's looking to see if banks don't give enough loans to minorities, if schools are suspending too many blacks, if cities are not offering enough Section 8 and low-income housing for minorities, employers are turning down African-Americans for jobs due to criminal backgrounds. He's really getting the government to start collecting this information to start looking at this in life. Now, this is related to this program, and the information was released last week, I think, where he wants to bring Section 8 housing into pretty much all neighborhoods so that it's fair, so people can live in all the neighborhoods, that there's not going to be areas set up anymore that are the black areas and the white areas. He wants to bring Section 8 housing into all communities.
Mm. Okay, so that can fall where it may. Do what you want with that information. I said earlier that I don't want any of that next to me. And so I said I don't want it next to me. I don't want it, whether they're whites, blacks, I don't care who it is. I don't want them next to me.
You know what the thing is you don't care who lives in your neighborhood as long as they busted their butt enough to be able to afford
live
a nice
in the neighborhood
home,
and not bring down the value
right.
of the land that is here. Say what you will about it. I don't really care. Those people who would come in here and destroy, it's like the government changes. I have 145 acres of land. I happen to be, and I don't say this to be a smug jerk, but I happen to be the largest private landowner in the western suburbs of Boston. And the town, there's the value of the land that I bought has been diminished because of regulations that were passed to change what could be done on the land without my permission. I bought the land worth X, and you could do X with it when you bought it. Now, because somebody on a panel of five people said, well, we ought to change the slopes and what we do with wetlands, and that takes away 10 possible lots. Well, that takes away, one-tenth of the value of the land. Is that fair? Is that just? Is that right? Well, the same, and you can answer it as you will, the same can be said if somebody next door to me sells a plot of land and they decide to put a low-income housing on it. What does that do to the value of my land? You know what? You can say everybody needs to live someplace. Yep, but there are designated areas now. You can say they're ghettos, they're Jennifer's neighborhood, they're whatever you want to call them, but they are already set up. And there's something, the practical reality is when you put this kind of housing in, people who live there, some people, abuse it. They abuse the privilege of living in low-income housing by not respecting it.
I think what's being missed is the greater impact on just society. I mean, already we have people because we've increased so much government help for people that need extra money. They need welfare. They need all of this. We've increased that so much already that people don't really want to work anymore. They're willing to take the bare minimum. And I think culturally this has got a huge impact on people's willingness to make a better life for themselves. I mean, why make a better life for yourself if the government just hands you something?
Not only that, but we're taught, when I was teaching school, granted it was 40 some odd years ago, we had students put in groups. The homogeneous versus heterogeneous groups, the like-minded students who were in groups together so they could advance more quickly, or the ones that needed more help could get the help. Now they put everybody together, so it will be supposedly a microcosm of what it's like to be out in the real world when everybody is together. So what it does is pull down everything. That's why Roberta sent her daughter to a private school. That's why I sent my children to private schools. Richie lives in an area where, fortunately, they have good public schools, and maybe they work around this problem, but so many of the schools, because of federal mandates, say, okay, everybody's got to be in the same room together, you got to all study the same things together, and you all have to come out knowing as little as possible. That's so that we all are being treated equally. Well, this is the same baloney. Everybody wants to be, okay, so we'll put everybody into all of the neighborhoods so that everybody feels the same. You know what, damn it, everybody isn't the same. When it comes to, you hear me talk about all the time the Genome Project and how we are chemically made up to be the same, so we ought to stop fighting about the differences among us that way. But if you work hard and you have achieved something and you want to live a particular lifestyle, how dare they put somebody next to you that doesn't believe in the same sort of logistical work habits that you have. And, you know, they want to live and have the same thing you have. I deserve it because, and then fill in the blank.
Somebody will always be better looking than you. Mm-hmm. Someone will always be more talented than you. Someone will always be more deserving than you because they just worked for it. Or they just got the life lottery.
But I didn't say that.
So comments, I noticed that Kenny and Roberta were quiet during all of that. And that's okay.
Because my father always taught me never argue with a fool. People looking may not know who is who.
Say what again?
My father always taught me never argue with a fool because people watching may not know who is who.
So are you suggesting that I'm a fool?
I think some of your arguments are foolish.
Really? Yes. Well, you're entitled to that.
Along with Jen, yes, yeah. I will say I absolutely
says
disagree.
The woman who complains about her taxes every month.
Well, complaining about taxes is...
is what we all ought to be doing.
All right,
John is in York, Pennsylvania.
Taxes are going up because of this. So
John, what's the scoop?
I pay high taxes to live in a semi-rural area that used to be all nice, never any crime or anything. They put some of this low-income housing in about half a mile from here. Now we have graffiti on buildings. We can no longer keep our doors open even when you go out to mow the lawn because crime has risen. You drive through that area, and it looks like I just took a trip through downtown where I worked hard not to have to live.
But doesn't it make you feel good, John? Doesn't it make your heart feel good that you know that it's all fair, that everybody gets to live in your neighborhood?
It makes my heart feel terrible.
Okay, I was just checking.
Because I worked very hard to get to where I am, and these people are probably collecting money from my taxes.
Well, whether they are or they aren't, let's say they're making minimum wage, which is maybe a choice, maybe it isn't a choice, but the idea here is that in some circumstances, I did love Bill Clinton's line, give people a hand up, not a hand out. And I think we've fallen back into that. We give people handouts instead of a hand up. Give people a chance. Give people a chance to develop. And in many instances, they will. But they don't need a chance because everything's being given to them in the name of some sort of social equalization.
People appreciate the things they pay for.
18 after the hour on Good Day.
Faith Green. Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number two. There's no smoking gun that people are responsible for global warming. This coming from several government officials on the receiving end of large-scale donations. Fact, smoking guns are everywhere that scientists look. The entire decade from 1998 to 2007 was the warmest on record. Glaciers are in retreat on every continent, and Arctic sea ice has been shrinking over the past 20 years in total agreement with model predictions. And levels of CO2 in the atmosphere are higher now than at any time in the last 600,000 years, and getting higher every year. Fact, 2,500 of the best climate scientists across the world, citing hundreds of the latest studies, have concluded that global warming is truly happening, and that you and I seem to be the main contributors.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit, double and home run, way back and gone!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career, beginning with the Phillies postgame show. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to be a genius, or maybe you'd like to raise a genius kid?
A 9-year-old pint-sized genius.
Well, take a lesson from Einstein. Here's the science of it. When Albert Einstein died in 1955, his brain was autopsied, and they found he had an average brain with one exception. He had more glial cells. Now, they're kind of like the R2-D2 helper cells in the area of the brain that's responsible for putting novel things together.
I've just about had enough of you.
Glial cells are kind of like administrative assistants. Why? Well, researchers believe that genius is the result of lots of practice, which creates more and more R2-D2 glial cells. What's the chief psychological trick? Practice makes permanent and grows associations nourished by glial cells. Bottom line, practice done right can grow a genius. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So I thought we'd have, because I saw Billy Joel in concert, thought we'd have a little Billy Joel concert here. I guess we're going to have some of the wankers that he went to see last night, too, in a moment.
Did you say wankers?
I did.
Wow. That's a word from 1955.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. The British word still used today.
Right, yeah.
Angry Man, this is Billy Joel, is starting a little concert, a mini concert. Man, this guy handled the piano. Woo! And the camera's on him over his head, showing how he's playing the piano as he's working at it. I can see why he and Elton John would make a good pair to tour together. Actually, I was thinking of that last night.
A friend of mine saw them together, and apparently Elton's piano wasn't tuned too well.
Yeah.
The night that he saw them.
Yeah.
And he stormed off the stage in a little hissy fit.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Came back.
Yeah. Playing the harmonica and the piano together, you don't think that's a feat? I gotta tell you, watching this guy move around. And by the way, I think he's
fun to watch on stage.
I believe he's older than I am. Well, somebody check.
He's 66.
He is 66. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So not quite.
No.
You're around the same age.
About 10 years younger.
Some guy running a radio station actually asked me if I was going to retire. So I said to the affiliate person, give me the guy's number. I'll call him myself.
Uh-oh. That's like the worst thing you could ever say to that.
All right, listen to this. Listen to this guy. His voice, he still got the voice. It's not like Felix Cavalieri went to see last Christmas. He didn't get a voice anymore.
This guy still say Glass Houses, from which this song is from.
Yeah.
Is maybe one of the best albums of rock and roll history.
Yeah. He's done 22, 24 albums, I think, hasn't he?
And probably somewhere around there.
He says it's been 20 years since he was on the charts. And he looked at the crowd and he said, why are you all here? There's 36,000 people here to see me. I've been on the charts for 20 years. What are you doing here?
That's great.
Very polished guy, having fun with it, and he probably walked out of it with $1 million. I mean, when you consider the average price for a seat in there was at least $100, and there were 36,000 people there, that's $3.5 million. How much does it cost to pay to rent the park and to do all the ancillary stuff? $1 million, maybe $1.5 million. tremendous. And by the way, I've never been at Fenway Park when I found so many people at the going to buy beer and pretzels. All of the stands were loaded.
Well, yeah, they're smoking hot. Stand. They're hungry.
Well, we did. We smelled some of that going into the park. Yeah.
You know what pot smells like?
How did they come out with the champagne? Your pink champagne.
Oh, stop.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, you think about all the stories that he's been able to tell with his songs. The guy's got a great, great, great way of putting music together. So he deserves it. I can see why he would fill Madison Square Garden every month.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go see him again. This is a great song. And he did this last before he left, and then he came back and did some encores. But you can feel how he feels.
Did everybody
this
hold their lit cell phones up during this song?
No, actually, there was none of that going on recently. A lot of people holding up other things, but not cell phones. All right, you want us to hear a little of what you went to see last night?
I went to see a country alt band that had some hits in the late 80s, early 90s. That is Blow and then Cracker.
Cracker. Why did I say Wanker? I knew it was something close.
Right. And then you know this song. Yeah. But they've got a really soulful kind of rock country sound.
Worth staying up for.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. One of the best bands I'd love to see live.
All right. Donald Trump in the next half hour of Good Day. I know you'll be surprised to hear that he's in the news. 28 after the hour now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2. 844-MY-GOLD-2.
Extend your life with this Dentovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to What You Need to Know and What People Are Talking About. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Richard Fadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The Senate considering a multi-year bill for financing repairs to the highways and bridges in our country. The current authorization expires at the end of the month. The state of American infrastructure gets a D in its latest report card. The bridge collapse across Interstate 10 brings this around into
perfect
focus.
Timing.
Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
The Highway Trust Fund has distributed over the last 5 or 6 years $50 billion a year. That's half of the funds needed for local road repair. This is such a scam. This is so unbelievably
they build our roads
tied
to
pork.
Of course they do.
Yeah. Bridges, no good. Roads, no good. Unions cough up hundreds of millions of dollars to candidates and potential candidates who will support their cause. Jobs all have to be union jobs. Working for the federal government, state governments usually require that.
And who's the company behind rebuilding the roads?
The company?
Companies.
Mm-hmm. The companies.
There are four or five really large construction companies that get most of the work.
Halliburton one of them?
Halliburton's not a road constructor, no. Halliburton is not a road constructor, no. You'll see, there's a company called Modern Continental that got most of the work in the Northeast. It was tied to an Italian family named Morino. And there are, if you go, just watch the vehicles that are parked along the side of the road and see how often you see names that you recognize.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest screwings this country gets, and we put up with it. Again, it's another reason.
Well, that's what we're saying. No more campaign contributions.
Yeah.
Do away with all campaign contributions.
That? How can we do that? With the Supreme Court legalized all that stuff.
And also backdoor deals. I mean, one of the biggest scandals that not a lot of people talk about in California, Governor Brown really took initiative to get this passed. It's this bullet train that he wants to build from Los Angeles to San Francisco. And it's supposed to connect so quickly. But, you know, as it comes out, and it passed, because people will vote for anything in California, so it passed. And they've put down like 2 miles of track in Fresno, right? But it's going to get built. There's like 40... $4 billion or something ridiculous that's going to go to build this train that's going to end up costing more than an airfare ticket for people that want to take it. So why wouldn't you just fly?
So here's the
but
best
you know
example.
Who's behind it, Doug?
No.
You know who's building it? Who got the contract on?
Boeing, I bet.
Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Oh!
Oh, nice.
Boeing is now into train making. That's why I said that. Yeah. Well, here's something else. Meredith went to New York today, and instead of driving her car down, she wanted to be, by the time she would get in the city, it would be traffic time. She's going to a show with her daughter tonight, and then she's coming back. So she decided to take the train. She hadn't taken the train. I said, take the fast train. They sell it. Very comfortable. Get
so
a business
fun.
Seat down and a first class seat back. It's very cool. Well, we were looking. We went online to reserve her ticket. $529
From D.C. to New York, it saves you about 35, 40 minutes.
Oh,
and you pay about $100 more each way.
Well, it's become very
now.
So there's two ways of looking at this. Number one, the government doesn't want to pay for subsidizing Meredith or my or your ride from New York to Washington or New York to Boston, so you pay what it really costs. So then you get to the brass tacks of why does it cost $529 to go a round trip from New York to Boston when you can do, well, the airplane's about the same. It's less convenient. You can drive your car down to New York and back again. It's 3 hours from where I live. 3 hours and 25.
About a tank of gas, tank and a half of gas.
Maybe, at the most. Okay, so that's $100. And, you know, maybe you've seen the same trip or the same roads. It's not like the rail bit is that attractive unless you're going along the shore of Connecticut. But it's the...
Yeah, the slums of Philadelphia is really nice to ride through.
Okay, but here, let me give you the real behind-the-scenes reason for this. There are two kids that I will not name who work for me on the farm. One of them grew up working for me on the farm. He's now 30, and he has a job that pays him $24.38 an hour as a mechanic slash Gandhi dancer. They replace the tracks. He is a friend, another fellow who works as a mechanic, makes about the same amount of money. Invariably, and they tell me these stories, every week there's a quote-unquote emergency where they have to work all night long. After 16 hours, after 8 hours, it's time and a half. After 16 hours, it's double time. And for each job that they say they could do with 10 or 12 people, there are always 30 to 40 people that are on these jobs. They're all-night jobs. Then they call in the next day. Either they're late or they don't show up or they take a personal day. But the kinds of things, and by the way, the younger of the two who grew up with me on the farm, good kid, he's an aggressive worker. He works, does great work for me on the farm. Let's go. What's the next thing you want me to do? Blah, blah, blah. So he's on the gang, and he's trying to fix things. And the guys who are in charge say, wait a minute, what are you doing? Well, I'm getting this grease fitting because I got to, oh, no, you got to put in a requisition. The grease fittings are in a bin over the corner of the shop. He's walking over to get a grease fitting to put on this piece of equipment. The guy says, no, you can't do that. You have to requisition the grease fitting or anything else, and we'll get back to you tomorrow as to when you can put it on. And by the way, this is all of the rail beds are owned by the federal government. So all of the work that's being done is all being subsidized by the federal or the state government. These guys are on duty basically many days. Anyway, they get nuts because they don't have enough to do, even though there's plenty to do, and they won't let them do it. And this is good work, or at least it's good pay and benefits and that sort of thing. But they both think, look at how old I am. I got to spend the rest of my life doing this. So in that way, they discourage people who are good from wanting to work for the railroad and in that environment. It's the same thing. The reason it costs $529 is because Amtrak has to pay a fee to the federal government or whoever owns the track for its maintenance, and the feather bedding
that
gets done. Well, no, but the feather bedding. I'm talking about the constant attitude of feather bedding that goes on there, and the way that they conduct themselves and the way that their business is conducted is the reason it's $529. If you were running it like a business instead of the government coming in and taking over all these private businesses, it would be half that much money because that's what it is when you, a bus, for example. You know what the bus ride is? There are three competing bus companies going from Boston to New York. The bus, the trip may be, it depends on whether it's off-peak or on-peak, 90 to 150 bucks.
What did you just say, round trip. You just said there are three companies competing with each other. That's
right.
What the price is.
Right. And they're all new buses.
You couldn't pay me to ride a bus.
Well, the people who ride the bus often are not the...
I took Greyhound once to New York. I thought we were going to end up in a prison.
I know, mm-hmm. But that's Greyhound. They're not all like that, Richie. There are a couple of really nicely done... there's a company called Limo Liner that does Boston, New York, and they have... I've taken a couple times. 19 seats in the bus. Costs you, I don't know, 90 bucks for the trip. You get food. You can sleep. You can do whatever. It's nicely done. And there are other buses that are... Peter Pan runs a good service now from Boston to mm-hmm. Washington.
He's into buses but, now?
You fly.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, I was just going to say.
Anyway, I just thought that it was interesting to note what's going on here. But this doesn't make it okay. All right, anyway. It's, where are we? At 43 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number one. Cap and trade laws to reduce devastating carbon emissions in order to address climate change will export millions of jobs out of the economy. Fact number one. It's simply not true. According to the Environmental Defense Fund, Ohio lost more than 213,000 manufacturing jobs since 2000. For Michigan, almost 500,000 jobs have been lost. Cap and trade is one way to spark a manufacturing renaissance in America, because a single wind turbine, for example, contains 250 tons of steel, along with 8,000 parts, from copper wire, gearboxes and ball bearings, to electronic controls. Jobs making these components and installing and maintaining turbines can be created here in America. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the first player to return to the NBA after a kidney transplant, and his Memorial Day miracle shot helped lead the San Antonio Spurs to their first world title.
Into Sean Elliott. He fires the three.
So where is Sean Elliott now? After retiring in 2001, Sean worked for NBC, ABC, and ESPN before settling in as color commentator for local TV broadcast in San Antonio. The Spurs honored Sean in 2005 by retiring his jersey. Sean made headlines in 2012 when Sacramento Kings player DeMarcus Cousins confronted Sean after Sean criticized DeMarcus on air for trash talking. Looks like Sean Elliott's on a mission to stop trash talking. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you tired of preparing food? Tired of cooking food for the entire family?
Lunch is ready. Come and get it.
After all, you're responsible for 21 meals a week.
Dinner is served.
What's the solution? Let your kids do it. Here's the developmental science of it. First off, kids want to help out in the kitchen, and most of the time we say no, because it's easier to do it yourself than clean up the mess. But if you keep the recipes simple and avoid bizarre ingredients, kids enjoy learning about food.
And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does.
Also, make sure the recipes are age-appropriate and start with foods that don't require heat or knives. This is a great way to teach healthy eating and start with washing your hands. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids will appreciate food more when they have a hand in preparing it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so a couple of good items. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 47 past the hour. The United States Senate voted on this date in 2009 to stop production of the F-22 fighter plane. The government was, and this is administration, this is legislative, this is a problem all across the board, where these politicians vote to spend stuff that the military doesn't want. And it took like a screaming fest for somebody in the Senate to realize when the military tells you they don't need something, that's got to be a day you mark on the calendar anyway.
Yeah.
And so they kept saying, you're spending all this money on this F-22. We need to cut the funding there and maybe use it somewhere else. But this is ludicrous. We don't have any need for this plane. We don't have any. And it got to the point of almost being produced. They spent billions of dollars, and they finally voted to stop production of it because it was overruns and all this other stuff, a couple of billion bucks. But what it takes to stop one of these programs is amazing. I don't think people realize how difficult it is.
You know,
once these things get started, to stop them.
The reality of this business that is warfare.
Yeah.
You just ride around the Beltway in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
and turn on any of the talk or news radio stations, and you will hear advertisements for these planes.
Yeah.
And for ships and
right.
for helicopters.
Yep.
And really, all they're really trying to do is target 10 to 20 people that are riding around in the back of their service, their limos,
yeah.
on the way to Capitol Hill to get that one person or those 10 people or those very powerful staffers to say, yeah, you know what, we really need that plane. They pay tens of thousands of dollars for these commercials to air for 20 people in Washington, D.C. to hear.
Isn't that amazing?
It is unbelievable.
Why can't we get a deal like that? We'll get more people who are in the government to listen to us.
It's
they don't like the government. People
lobbyists,
like me for some reason.
Lobbyists and organizations buy.
But why don't the government
buy airtime to get the government to get these staffers and the Congress and senators to listen to these commercials? It's
why,
really unbelievable.
Why don't they like me, Jennifer? I'm a nice guy.
Dougie, let's just let's talk it through. I don't know.
All right. Good news for the economy. Stocks climbing. For those of you who are worried about a collapse, NASDAQ is a pretty good precursor of the next 18 to 24 months. Stocks climbing the NASDAQ index and S&P 500, which is much better. Don't you agree, Roberto? You're pretty good in this. That the S&P 500, because there are more stocks in it, is a more reliable sort of a predictor of the future. When the index goes up the way it has, it even stays steady. I think that's good. Usually people agree 18 to 20.
Staying steady is good,
months.
But when it goes up too much, I start to worry.
Right, yep. All right, so speaking of worrying, here's a story of Sam Samsonov. Is that how you pronounce the name? Samsonov? Toll collector?
Samsonov.
Yeah. All right,
Samsonov.
So what is the story here? This is an outrage.
This poor guy has been a toll collector. This is in Boca Grande, Florida.
Yep.
It's one of the bridges in southwest Florida. And he's been a toll collector for 30 years. And he was just fired because they caught him paying an extra $5 toll on someone. He realized he undercharged them. So he took the money out of his own pocket, and they found out, and they said, you can't do this. And they fired him. Now, you've got to understand, this guy has been doing this for years. He
30
knows the
years.
30 years. And he knows the people who cross the bridge. And he says, a lot of times, look, somebody doesn't have the money. He says, I put the $5 in for them, and the next day they come and they pay me back. And now they fired him because they say that you cannot pay someone's toll. It's against the law.
And also he was undercharging trucks for, like, let's say they had four axles and he only charged them for three. And then he realized his mistake and he would take the money out of his own pocket and make up the difference.
Yeah.
So they fired the dude.
Oh, my God.
People are outraged.
They should be.
Outraged.
As well they ought to be under the circumstances. Malfeasance times malfeasance equals malfeasance. All right, thank you, Roberta, for bringing that to our attention.
Words of wisdom for you.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Malfeasance times malfeasance equals malfeasance. 51 after on Good Day. Hi.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with ExtendoBite. Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away.
Now 53 after the hour. Good day.
Get away.
If you would like to get away, you've come to the right place. Travel in the Focus with Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of BestFares.com, a company that is aimed at delivering services and prices that you can live with. He's got some ideas on where to go in terms of travel. You're planning a late summer. I almost said late Christmas. Hey, a late summer trip. Here's some. I suppose I said to Tom off the air, this is sort of red meat. The Competitive Enterprise Institute and some transgender organizations are suing the TSA. They claim the TSA didn't follow federal guidelines for having public comment on body scanners before they put the scanners in use. Maybe why didn't they let the public comment before they started using them? Tom Parsons has an answer for that question and observations about sales and good things like that. Saving money is what he's about. If you're a traveler, you'll want to know what he's got to say, and it's up next to you on Good Day.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Think green.
Harrison with you.
Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number one. Cap and trade laws reduce devastating carbon emissions. In order to address climate change, we'll export millions of jobs out of the economy. Fact number one. It's simply not true. According to the Environmental Defense Fund, Ohio lost more than 213,000 manufacturing jobs since 2000. For Michigan, almost 500,000 jobs have been lost. Cap and trade is one way to spark a manufacturing renaissance in America, because a single wind turbine, for example, contains 250 tons of steel, along with 8,000 parts, from copper wire, gearboxes and ball bearings, to electronic controls. Jobs making these components and installing and maintaining turbines can be created here in America. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
All right, so the premise here is, with the Tom Parsons from Best Fares, the TSA has not followed federal guidelines. There's never been public comment on body scanners being used. This according to some suits from various organizations. So what happens here, I guess I would wonder why there wasn't public comment before they used them. But is there a way of slowing down these people, or is this a technicality that may stick? How might this work? If there was no, can you envision, maybe this is the question, Tom, can you envision going through an airport to get a plane without going? I'm trying to remember back to what it was like when you just walked through the door into the airport and went down and got on the plane.
Did you go through a metal detector before?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, it had to be in the 80s, you know. I'm not sure why we started using.
Yeah, I don't either. I remember it got heightened after September 11th.
Yeah, but we were using them before that because I remember when they did 911, they had to replace a lot of people because there were thousands of foreigners and other people in the U.S. folks that had felonies.
Yeah.
But today I think you still have Congress out there. Also, worldwide, they're still using them. And I just think the case would have, they'd be in court for years and years, and by the time Congress would pass something. So,
yeah. All right.
I just can't see it.
Let's see what we have for hot tickets. Where can we go?
I'm telling you, I didn't think any of the fares could go any lower, but since last week, since we talked, I'm going to give you three cities out of your market, okay, out of Boston. Boston nonstop on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, that's only your cheapest days for all these, is coming in at $97 nonstop on American JetBlue.
Going where?
It's Boston to Chicago.
Really?
Dallas is $127 today. And L.A. with one stop is $252 on American.
Hmm. L.A. is $262, so I better book a ticket now for L.A. That's what you're saying. Yep. All right. By the way, I'm told that metal detectors were installed in the late 70s because of plane hijackings that were taking place at the time. I remember, it started with the hijackings. You're right. All right, Tom Parsons, check out the deals that are there for everyone at bestfares.com. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2. 844-MY-GOLD-2.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.